Good to see you this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to continue on this series of purity. How many of us we need purity in our life? Amen. I started this on Wednesday. I'm going to continue through this on Sunday here. I believe it's an important word today. More than ever in the church that we're bombarded on every side with things that are ungodly. Just being on this planet, you will get dirty. Oh, no amens to that. But how many knows that we have to strive for purity in our hearts? There are some things you just got to go, no, I'm not watching that. Come on. Sometimes it's like, I'm not listening to that. I know that whenever I just try to catch the weather on the news or something, about 5 minutes into the news, I'm like, man, I need to turn this off. It's like, gosh. The detestable things that seem to go on all over. Come on, true? In Matthew 5, verse 8, tell me when you got it. Notice it says, blessed are the, somebody say pure. The pure in heart, for they shall see God. I love about that statement is that it's possible to know the Lord. Do you believe the God you serve is holy? How many believe that? Do you believe that he is pure? Do you believe that he is without sin? Since that is our destiny, how many knows that we have some places to go to get there? How many agree to that? Because I know in all of our lives we're born in sin, we're conceived in that. And the longer you stay in that area, the more I realize that there needs to be restoration happen. But God's able to restore those years. But when you become born again, when God's Spirit is in you, something changes. Your spirit nature is alive, and now the flesh now can come subject to that spiritual nature. You can crucify those areas. And whatever I mind, that's what I'm going to follow. Whether the things of the Spirit or things of the flesh. When I read the Scripture, everyone talks about being blessed. I like it. But you know who truly are the blessed people? Those who are pure in heart. Because when your heart is pure, God opens up everything for us. And to know him is truly life. Say amen. And with that, God begins to help us in other areas. That he begins to work this out. That his plan is unfolding. Just like things are being restored, we're being restored into his image. Now this flesh can only take you to the grave. There's no redemption for the flesh. Say amen. But my mind can be renewed and my spirit can is just like the Lord. But while I'm in this body, I want to have a good journey. How many want to have that? When I look at Moses, that he was still had strength when God took him home. How many want to have those type of areas? But notice the relationship. It was a continual relationship with the Lord. It's continued to go before him. Amen. I like to put it this way. If I'm not feeling well, I'm getting before his presence. Amen. Come on. How many knows it's not hard for him to touch you during that time? Amen. Say amen. Amen. I don't believe that during your prayer time, he wants you feeling so bad that you can't talk to him. Even though there's been times that I've had that. Oh, anybody knows what I'm talking about. But the truth is that when we walk with the Lord, God will bring a holiness. When holiness begins to return to the church, something's going to happen. It's going to transform the areas that we always wanted. Now, as a believer, we all want to see God move. How many want to see God move? I believe that with all my heart. But we live in this state. And we've yet to see a revival that has swept over Michigan and brought in the multitudes. There's been pockets of God moving. We've experienced that. But I want to see God change society. Is that possible in this state? Then why not here? How about this? Why not here? Then I'm going to start the revival in me. I'm going to be in a revival in my heart. It just takes a remnant of people saying, you know, as for me and my house, we're serving the Lord. I'm not going that way. I'm not going by what opinion says. I'm going what God says. Come on. I want you to hold your finger there in Matthew 5. I want you to turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. When it comes to keeping pure, we need to start to train our heart to apply Scripture. We've heard this a million times, but we have to train our heart by applying Scripture. In Psalm 119, verse 9 says this, how can a young man cleanse his ways? It's a question. By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commands. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. We need to meditate on these procedures. Say, you know what? I'm going to take the word and I'm going to put it in there. I'm not going to just read it on the pages and then go to the next verse. I'm going to sow it in the heart. Are you with me? I'm going to think on those things. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The word of God is so powerful that if we put it in our heart, we put it across our minds, it'll change us from glory to glory. How many want that? We all seen what Jesus used. What was his victory? You know, Jesus could have went to the enemy, poof, you're gone. But notice what he used while he was in this physical body. It is written. Notice he didn't call on God to take Satan. I want you to, Jesus, Father, take Satan and shove him 8 miles from me. He didn't do that. He took the word of God and said, the word of God is so powerful, I can speak the word of God in this situation, and that's all I need. Amen. I want to walk in that level. Yes. Then I have to have a time where my heart starts to meditate. I need to train my heart to sow that in. You may not burn through the Bible faster, but the Bible starts to become part of you. Yes. You know, I don't chide people if you can't quote every verse and know where it's at. As long as it's coming out. Come on. It's coming out of your mouth. What gives you the victory? It says this. Here's the question. How can a man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to his word. That cleanses our path. That changes us from glory to glory. My mind needs to be pure. We're talking about a holy God that his ways are higher than my ways. Then Lord, I want to walk in that. I believe that he has the answer for life. Come on. I can see on the horizon a lot of things that can go cataclysmic real soon, real quick. Lord, as for me and my house, you're an anchor of my soul. Amen? Listen to me. If the storm rages this way, it's anchored. You know what I found out when it's anchored? That I can move with the storm and still not get off course. Hallelujah. Because I'm dug in deep. Listen, we need that. We just can't go, well, this is how I feel. No, what does the word say? What does the word say in that situation? Because God's word, he'll always honor that area. In Psalm 119, verse 15 says this, I will meditate upon your precepts. I will contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Notice the psalmist is writing, the word is so important. Amen. Well, I want the word to sustain me in a situation. Dee and I were talking before service. I mean, sometimes you can get your emotions going way over here. Aren't you glad the Bible says don't fear? We need to heed to that. Don't fear. See, it's easy sometimes to tell that to somebody, but when you're walking through it, it's another thing. Then I want to be able to say, I'm not going to fear. Lord, you have my life in your hands. Amen. God is still able to deliver me. Hallelujah. And listen, while you're in the flesh, it's more profitable for you to be here than taking you home. When he's done with you, he'll take you home. Amen. Come on. I want to have this journey say, Lord, I'm going to make a difference. And I'm going to start the difference in me that I can help just a little bit with my brother. Amen. Think of the whole church. Let's just look at Metro Detroit. All the churches that are represented where we live. What if every church member said, as for me and my house, I'm living for God. As for me and my house, I'm going to get in the word. It would make a big impact. What if they just reached out and said, you know, I'm going to reach somebody. Well, I can't speak for everyone else, only Lighthouse. Purity has to be our portion. Come on. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, we need to flee youthful lust. Now, I'm getting a little bit older. But how many knows that you still get older, you still deal with sin? But in some ways, I'm getting younger inside, so this still applies to me. Outside, I may be this age, but inside, I'm more than 22 years old. Praise God. Amen. Now, how many here have ever fell on the ice before? When you were younger, you could make a slip, and it seemed like you could, like, the Matrix. You could like catch yourself. When you get older, it's just like boom. Amen. Well, my wife and I were looking at some stuff, and I had to fold down my tailgate, and I walked around the back of my truck, and the whole area was ice in this parking lot. Just had a little bit of snow on it. Man, I hit the deck big time. Wow. I got back up, and I looked, and I go, oh, man, it's all ice. My wife didn't even know I fell down. How many ever had a quick recovery? You were looking bad going down, but you bless God, you look good coming up, all right? So I remember looking and say, oh, man, how many ever had that little Anybody know what that means? Well, later on in the day, I'm like, yeah, amen. Lord, touch that. Touch that shoulder blade. Hallelujah. But there's a fight over your heart against righteousness and sin. In Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs forth the issues of life. Then I'm going to start to fortify my heart with ammo that I need from the Word. That way when a vile thought comes across, I have ammo ready. I'm ready to do battle and get victory in this area. Sometimes you got to wrestle the thoughts until you bring it captive and it goes. An evil thought can come in the middle of worship. You can be praying, seeking the Lord, and all of a sudden, man, you know that's not of the Lord. You have to bring those captives, say, you know what? But thank be to God that you recognize it now. Before you were saved, you just thought and ran headlong towards that. But now there's a difference. You can start to separate, say, you know what? This isn't of the Lord. The best the enemy can do is tempt you. Hallelujah. And the best you can do is resist, and he'll flee. Notice it's always a change. And what I love about the Lord is I really feel this, that when it doesn't look like there's a way out, he loves cutting a new door in a wall that there is no door. I really do. I love it. He'll always come through. You know what? You don't see a way, we say, I'll make one. But usually we fall way before that. Oh, preaching now. Come on. How many want to stand firm in that? In 2 Timothy 2, verse 22, flee also youthful lust. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace on all those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. When you read in the book of Acts, there were unbelievable things going on all the time. True? Shouldn't we have that today? The answer is yes. Then God bring us back to that place and greater things. But one thing I notice is that the early church, when they got saved, they got discipled and they followed God. No matter what the cost was, they followed him. When a leader got killed because he lived for the Lord, somebody else would rise up and say, I'm living for God. Amen? Amen? Listen, we shouldn't fear what man shall do to us. You can make all the laws against preaching the gospel. I'm here to tell you, I'm still going to preach the gospel. I'm still going to preach the gospel. Why? Because it's God-given, it's God-spoken, God said to do this. It's the only time you can violate authority when it goes against God's authority. Amen? Now you're back in Matthew. Matthew 5, I'm going to look at verse 27. We need to remove the stumbling blocks from our life. Come on. It says this in verse 27, have you not heard from this from old? Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whomsoever looks at a woman for lust and lust after has committed it already in his heart. I mean, as it goes past just the physical action. He's making it clear that, look, if you're looking at this lady going, you've already committed it in your heart, whether you've done the physical act or not. And that goes for ladies too. Only three ladies said amen. You ladies are long-term checker-outers. You're like, so when they get close, you're not seem like you're paying much attention. But you've already looked just the same. That's good preaching, Pastor. You called me right out. Come on, it's true. All of us have to have an area where, Lord, change us. Are you with me? Now, the next portion of this verse is this. The people twist this. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. He's not talking about pulling out your real eye. He's talking about the seriousness of sin. That if the eye were the cause of it, you would remove that. But it's from the heart these things proceed from. So Lord, I want a change of heart. You want a change of heart? Write it, make it plain. Lord, I'm seeing this change in Jesus' name. You have to physically put yourself in position for it. Because sometimes we can think great things and do very little. And Lord, I want to put my action there. I agree with Jeff. I want everyone in here to pray, Lord, what can I do for the building fund? Write it down, make it plain. When you hear from the Lord, God will provide that much amount and more. How many believe that? We got to put it in areas of faith. God will do it. You know why? Because he'll supply your needs. Because it's on his heart to accomplish. If you know anything about me in this church, we don't move until we have it. Even if it takes us a while. We pay for the blinds, we pay for them in cash. Amen? Come on. We have great people in this church. We need cabinets. We don't go anywhere until we can pay for them. Well, that's how it works. I'm not looking to put the church in debt. I don't have no I don't need my face in some stainless glass somewhere. So when it shines in, you can see me. I don't need that, okay? The truth is, Lord, I want to reach the people. Amen? We need a facility. We need a tool. But Lord, I want to reach people. Then God bless. I believe that God can do it. Come on. If you were a billionaire, would you pay the building off today? Anybody here have a problem with that? Then why not think, Lord God, you're able to prosper? And here's the caution part. If you pray for it and he brings it, where does it go? Whoa. How many knows from our little bitty fingers it needs to be released? But if in your heart you're saying, no, that's already God's. Because I agree with Jeff. If he can get it through you, he can get it to you. Woo! How about the stumbling blocks in our life? We need to remove them. There are certain times that we're walking pure, but we ourselves throw a big old brick in front of us. And woe unto us if we throw a brick in front of somebody else and cause them to stumble. We have to look and say, I'm going to remove all that out of the way. It's already tough to walk a road sometimes. Man, this happens in life, this happens in life, this happens in life, let alone setting up our own landmines. No, I'm going to remove all that. That path that leads to righteousness is well beaten. It is. When you're on that path, don't get off of it. There's no offshoots. God doesn't have, listen to me, a question mark when he leads you. He leads you on the straight and narrow. Narrow is the way that leads to life. And if your path leads you down here that's in sin, it's probably not the Lord. And I'll make this bold statement. Everyone who's away from the Lord right now truly is not happy. You're just existing in those things. Happiness goes by serving the Lord, true? And then when you really serve the Lord, you don't mind serving people. That brings you joy too. See somebody else's life come to life. Is this good this morning? When we start to walk pure, we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That means repent quickly for our sins. In Philippians 2, verse 12, therefore, my brethren, you've always obeyed not only in my presence, but also in my absence. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That means on Monday morning, you're working on that salvation in your life. Not that you're getting saved over and over, but I'm working this out. All of us have to work it out. Some of you will have victory quickly in some areas. Some will have victory, take a little longer in this area, but we're working it out. But I do know there's only one model and example, that's Jesus. If we both continue to follow the Lord, we'll both be like him. How many knows that's a true fact? And here's another great thing. When you finally meet Moses, he's going to be an awesome guy, but he's not going to be no more awesome than you. You got Jesus in you. The only thing different is that he might have followed the Lord. He may have listened to the word more. That's the only difference. Then I can do that. I can do what he did. So it's on me. Amen? I don't discredit any of these gentlemen. But there's no rock stars in heaven. There's only people that are blood-bought, redeemed. That can be all of us. Isn't it only well done, good and faithful? That isn't just a select few either. That can be anyone who calls on the name of the Lord. In fact, I really believe all the more. And if you really look at Moses, Moses was so afraid to speak, he asked for his brother to speak. And God said, "Who made your mouth? Nevertheless, take him with you." But if you notice later on in life, he started to talk for himself. I mean, God will even help us even when we feel weak. And I'll make this statement. Usually a step of faith goes beyond what you can do in the natural. So I have great grace upon that too. Come on, you've just been delivered out of there. Going back there, oh man, that's going to be tough. Walk it out. Take that step of faith, God will meet you. Amen? When we draw near to God, that means we move from sin. In James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you." Notice the next part. "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." This was written to believers. What if James said, "Hey, you sinners, cleanse yourselves." Oh, that'll offend somebody. I'm not going back to that church because they preach righteousness. Tell me something good about me. Make me feel good about myself. I mean, we need to have this. Lord, change me. Amen? When the Holy Spirit convicts us, it's easily to be entreated. We don't like it, but we need it. I'm here to say we need to cleanse our hands. How many have ever been double-minded in an area? You got here, and you got here, and you got here, and you got here. Cleanse, Lord God, from that. I want to be single-minded in heart. If God said it, he's going to do it. Amen? Becoming pure, I need to realize that I'm not my own. I'm not my own anymore. Titus 2:14, "He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself, his own special people, zealous for good works." I want people to come to Lighthouse and say, you know what? They may not be perfect, but they're striving to live for God. A lot of people are sick of church. They're looking for something greater. They're looking for a real relationship. They're looking for the power of God to be evident. We want to walk more into that. Purity positions us to walk in more power to reach more people. There's not a hard process there, but we skip it sometimes. God, give me the power. God, give me the power. How about clean your life up? How about I want to float through a vessel that's pure and holy? Amen? Well, a lot of your power comes from your prayer time when nobody's around. Do you know you can pray effectively for somebody and nobody even knows you're praying for them? How many knows you can pull down strongholds in prayer? You can speak a healing word in prayer. How many knows the church needs that? I don't mind you praying for your pastor. I don't mind you bringing a word for your pastor. You know why? Because it bears witness. Like, this is what the Lord wants to do. Amen? And believe me, sometimes being an intercessor at times, it may feel like it's lonely out there, but you're never alone with God. Amen. God will be with you. Come on, he'll be with you. We're all being prayed for somewhere. You just allowed the Lord to work it. Come on. In Psalm 66, verse 18, it says this, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, he will not hear me." I often wonder about that. When he'll hear of somebody that's repenting of their sin. How can he not hear this individual? Because it's like this. It's a willful disobedience. It's like, I know I need to deal with this, but I'm not going to. Here's what the Lord does. Come on, repent. Come on, change that. Come on, work in that area. How many knows that we need to approach him in his terms? He hears every cry of repentance. But woe unto us if we get proud in our sins and think he's just going to do it all. That's a scary place to be. Never get to the place where you're so proud in your sin that you don't care what God thinks and you're saying, God, get busy. I don't care if I live for you or not. How many know sin is deceptive? We can actually make a mockery of sin. Ah, God's forgiven me once. He don't need to do it again. I'll live any way I want. That's good preaching. Come on, we need to be totally open to Him, sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I know whenever I start to pray, the Holy Spirit will check me instantly if there's any area. And there's been times I've done this. Lord, forgive me of all my sins, and I don't know anything known or consciously known. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, I'm approaching a holy God. I'm going to make sure my hands are clean, my heart is pure, because I'm going to go before Him. Because the other side is that He'll hear you when you pray. Lord, I want Him to hear. Amen. He has great grace upon. Every day there's fresh new mercies. When you think you've exhausted them all, the pile went down, the morning it was all filled up again. But I don't use that as a cloak for my sin. Because this is available, I'm going to live. No, because of this, I'm going to live more for Him. Amen? It also keeps you from being religious too. Because sometimes what we've been set free from, we look down at somebody else that we've been set free from. Lord, let me have the same heart. Lord, I love them because you love them. Amen? There's great grace upon. Listen to me. Revival is not this little, oh, that's so cute. No, revival is chaos. Revival means people are coming in from the world raw. They may cuss you out down the hallway. You got to get thick skin in revival. You got to not get offended by it because somebody will try to offend you. No, I'm not going to be offended. Thank God. But listen to me. If they stay long enough, they'll get clean. Come on. If we need to put a butt hut out by the door, then we'll put a butt hut out by the door. If somebody needs to sweep the parking lot because they're, then somebody can sweep the parking lot. But it shouldn't be a reason why somebody shouldn't come to church. He cleans after they're caught. Most people have a fear that I won't have the right dress on, or I can't do this, or I'm this way. Notice the enemy sows so much into somebody, and then you'll find out, hey, you can come. Amen? I love it when people are inviting. Come on. If somebody comes and you don't know, greet them. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Learn their name. It may take you a couple times, but learn their name. It matters. Picture going to a church is like going to a new school. People don't know you got to walk down the love hall to get to the sanctuary. How many times I point out, bathrooms are on the left and right, sanctuary straight ahead, children are right over there. I'm glad you're here. One quick conversation, boom. And when somebody gets in here, you know what I expect? Hey, I'm glad you're here. And I don't even have to ask. You know what? So glad you're here today. That's inviting. That's looking past ourselves, saying, you matter. And people can see, when you were growing up, you could tell people who were living and who weren't. How much more? Lord, I want to be that living example. Christian living is like this. You're in a fishbowl. You can look at this side. You can look through this side. You can look through this side. That's how you are. And let's be honest. Everything that's in the water, you can still see too. But thanks be to God, He's a great filter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That if we make a mess, it ain't going to stay in the water long. Oh, that's too graphic, isn't it? See, God is good. In John 9, verse 31, and we know that God does not hear sinners. But if anybody worships the God and does His will, He hears them. He was cautioning the Pharisees. They were making long prayers and supplications. And when they'd come in, they had great words that they were praying. And people would hear, and they were loud about it. And they'd say, oh man, look, boy, they really know the Lord. Then Jesus said this, which of the two went away justified? This one who said great words, or this one who said, be merciful unto me, a sinner? Jesus said, I tell you, this guy went away justified more than all the words they spoke. Notice He hears that heart cry. We need it. I've never seen the Lord ever forsake anyone who has a heart cry after Him. He'll always there. Lord, let me have that. Right now, my devotion, I'm going through all the Psalms right now. That's where I'm at in my devotion. And how many times the psalmist, whether it was David or somebody else, when they cried out to God, God always met them. And sometimes I read they cried out to God even when they had great strength, that they didn't want to trust in their situation, in their own capacity. But Lord, I know I still need you, even though things are well. Come on. God always meets them. Is a God, can he still meet our needs? Can he still do great things? More than ever, we need to let that light shine. If our light bulb is dirty, who's going to come to it? Now, I have these little twisty bulbs. I don't know what they're called. Not the LED, but they're the twisty looking ones. Fluorescence. I got a bunch of those in my garage. And in the summertime, they're not bad lighting. But in the winter, man, they're terrible. I would turn them on, I'm like, man, it takes forever to warm up, you know? I'm like, dude. I mean, we have sometimes a very short time to be a great witness in front of people. I don't want to wait to turn it up that all of a sudden by the time it gets full bright, they're already gone. I want it to be instant, ready to go. Purity positions us to turn light on its light. Amen? Super wattage on that. Hallelujah. I remember when halogen lights first came out in our vehicles. We used to have the old bulb, but when halogen came out, everyone used to flash their lights at you because they thought it was too bright. Now we have LED illuminations, and they're unbelievably bright. How we've progressed in technology. Can we say that about the church? That we're more brighter than we were before? Then we got to change something. Then, Lord, I'm going to take that off. I'm going to relamp my life. I'm going to make sure that grill is clean and I'm going to shine bright. Because a city on a hill cannot be hidden. When we sin, it's like we're covering those areas up. And we've all seen our headlights when there's a bunch of salt on it. Amen? How many want to be cleansed? Yeah. Cleanse my life. This isn't a game what I'm doing here. I'll be honest with you. I know you're not looking at it as such, but it's not. It's serious business. When people backslide, it starts in the heart. It does. It starts in the heart. When I look, if I don't hide that law in there, something else will come in. You're never shifting to neutral gear when it comes to sin. It isn't like, well, I'm not going to have righteousness and I'm not going to have sin. I'm going to be here in the middle. It doesn't happen that way. If it isn't full of the Spirit, believe me, the flesh will be full. And soon, when you're way away from the Lord, you wonder how you got there. How many ever backslid in here? How did you ever get in that condition? It started little by little by little, and then soon you're distant from it. God doesn't want that. Yes, he's married to the backslider, but let's not move away from that. How much it hurts the Lord. You parents know this. When you love your kids and all of a sudden something goes a little awry and you don't get to talk to them for a while because they chose to, it hurts you. It bothers you. It's like, man, I want that restored. It's almost like you do any, look, if I've committed anything, forgive me. That's how tough it is. How much more God always wants a relationship current with us? And Lord, I want that with you. We don't talk much about how when Adam sinned, it broke God's heart. It broke his heart. And I believe this with all my heart, that if he wouldn't have spoke redemption, Adam and Eve would have walked with a bad situation all their life. Because they were separate for the first time too. They felt that pain of separation. And God said, in my mercy, Eve, from your seed, is going to destroy the enemy. He's going to bruise the heel, but he's going to destroy. One day, a redeemer's coming. That'd be good news when you blow it. The good news in your life is you got saved. Jesus paid for your sins. Let's not continue in that. Church, we have to be holy. Are you with me on this? We have to be holy. If we're vulnerable before God, you know what? Then I'm in a good place. Not that I'm fragile in my relationship with God. If it displeases you, let me know. Amen? Now, have any of your children ever said, Mom or Dad, if I miss it in any area, if I miss any chores, if I backtalk you, if I don't do something, pleasing to you, let me know and I'll quickly repent of that. And you know what? And I'll do double portion of it and take all my allowance to boot. I mean, that's not in a normal kid. Now, it could happen. But what if we just submitted ourselves to the Lord? I want to have that heart. Not that you're asking to take my allowance, but I want to have that heart. If there's anything displeasing there, Lord, reveal it to me. Because 2019, I'm going to walk more pure than I've ever walked. 2019, I'm going to walk in more power than I've ever walked in. I'm going to reach more people than I've ever reached before in my life. And it'll be a natural part of my life. Amen? Here's what the Lord's working in me privately. The more intimate we become with the Lord, more converts will be produced. More intimacy, more converts. The reproduction part of Christianity happens in intimacy. How many are hearing a word there? Then it's time to get intimate with your God. It'll produce a harvest of righteousness. Hallelujah. You enjoy this morning? I got to stop there. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that today is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, that we haven't arrived yet, but we're not what we used to be either. Lord, you're taking us from glory to glory. And Lord, if there's any area of our life that's displeasing, I want you to ask by faith with the Lord. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe it's glaring in your life. Lord Jesus, you said, how can a man, by cleansing his ways, by taking heed to your word, today, Lord, we're taking heed to your word. You want to change us. Here we are. Make that your altar call this morning. Ask him, Lord, purify me. Change me, O God. Make it real with your king. Maybe there's something he's putting his hand on, saying, look, you get this down, but you need to work on this. Make it plain. There are times I write things down and make them plain, so if I deal with it, Lord, it's yours. Lord, if there's an action or an attitude, Lord, our demeanor, Lord, even that needs to be Christ-like. Father, I pray for great grace upon your people. That, Lord, my desire is to live for you. How many is that your desire? If you would lift your hands towards heaven. Father, as a sign of surrender, we lift our hands. Lord, we declare, as for me and my house, we will live for the Lord. Lord, we declare today, God, if there's any sin or known sin, Lord, even things that are hidden in our life, reveal it to us, Holy Spirit, that we can confess it, walk free from it, and from glory to glory. Father, we pray, Lord, for more purity in your church as a whole. Lord, more for your people, Lord God, for every church that's represented today. Lord, more power, reaching more people. Lord, let that be our portion, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray for traveling mercies on each one. Your blessing, Lord Jesus, a refreshing day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.